Hello, it's Colin.
Hey, Colin, how you doing today?
Who's this?
This is Jose. I think I have the wrong number. You guys don't do kitchen and bathroom cabinets, do you?
For what? For sale?
Construction, yes. Like, let's say you, like a subcontractor, let's say.
Well, I'm a general contractor. I mean, we do kitchen and bathroom work, but, I mean, I don't own a cabinet company, no.
Oh, so you sub it out. Do you buy your own cabinets and sub it out, or do you let your subcontractor do it all?
I do it both ways.
Okay. Well, I don't want to waste your time here. I know you're busy. I'm a manufacturer and a distributor of kitchen and bathroom cabinets for the Faircrest line, and I was wondering if I can pass on some information if you were interested.
I'm always interested. So you sell cabinets? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Bathroom and kitchen cabinets, and it's specifically the Faircrest line. Are you familiar with it?
What line? I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Faircrest. Fair. Like a fair and crest?
Faircrest line. What is it about that makes those special?
Well, the Faircrest line is a solid maple wood face or a birch with a half-inch solid plywood box. The shelves and the drawers are at 3/4 inches with English dovetail fasteners, standard soft closed doors and hinges. We do use the Sherwin-Williams paint, which is very popular in Florida. That does go through the UVL, finishing the kiln oven. Our turnaround time is 5 to 7 days, depending on how you order it. 5 days RTA flat box. 7 days if you need it fully assembled, delivered to your job site or your office. Now, if you have a custom cabinet, depending on the measurements, colors, style, that can go to 15 to 20 days. So I asked you if you're the one that actually deals with the purchasing or the designs, if you have a project that you have in the pipeline or let's say one that you already finished, if you could send me some measurements or the SKUs that you have, I can get you, send you a full quote with a render and with no obligation at 64% off retail price. And if you don't like it, then of course I understand business is business. You can just throw it in the trash. What do you think?
So when I
deal
with people, I don't play around with all the bullshit discount stuff. You know, we talk straight numbers. So,
okay.
I mean, I know it sounds great and it's probably a great sales tactic. To me, it's a waste of both of our time to do it because obviously there's a price that you sell for, and that's all I really care about. I don't need it wrapped in a gift box, but you know, I would love to see your pricing on it because
well,
there's
you know. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I really am. Why I asked if you have something that you've already finished, so you can compare apples to apples. I can give you an exact price, exact quote to the penny, and excuse my language. Quit with the bullshit, like you said. You know. Just get to the point.
You don't have to excuse your language. I appreciate it. We're all the same business. Cabinet pricing, I'm also an architect, so I do my own design work. I do a lot of my own kitchen design. So, I mean, you know, really, I don't need a full kitchen priced out. You know, if you have a price sheet even on some of your standard cabinets, you know, like your sink base and maybe a couple different drawer bases. I don't need your whole line, but it's just because again, to me, I look at cabinets. You're not comparing them. You know, obviously, if you're a higher quality cabinet, I'm not trying to compare you price wise to a Chinese shaker. But if you are a painted cabinet, and you do have some options for painted and for stain, it would be nice to see what those are. And if you have some price points, I mean, let me see what your product is. Send me an email, and I'll call you back, and we can talk about some pricing. But, again, like I said, you know, we'll get to the final. But, I mean, if you're – let's just give a good example. I mean, if you're at $899 for a base cabinet, a sink base, the houses that I have right now on the market and a couple of my commercial spaces – probably not in that price range, you know. That's more of a higher-end home or something like that, you know.
It is absolutely.
But if you have something that's down in that, in a, we'll call it a fair market price range, you know, then
a simple 24-inch wide-base cabinet. Our retail price, a retail price at the moment, I believe I'm looking at it here, it's at $496. With us, it would only be $178. And this is still the same quality. You're not sacrificing quality.
Yeah, so that looks good. So why don't you send me an email with your contact information and a place where I can look at some of this?
Sure.
And when I get back to my desk. Yeah, when I get back to my desk, I'll look it over because I've got a project right now. We're still trying to find the right kitchen for it, and they're looking for something a little more traditional, not these shakers and not modern. So, you know, okay. Sounds like we might be able to find something up your alley. So,
sure,
if you
we could provide.
Do you have my email address?
I do not. I only have your phone number, unfortunately.
No, that's fine. My email address is my first name, Kolin, Colin.
Mm-hmm.
At refresh-construction.com. And then the only other question I would have is are these contractor prices or is this
only
prices
contract
that you have? Okay.
No,
let's say,
so,
cause some
so
places,
we,
you know, have all these prices available to the general public and
the homeowner, no,
you know.
No. So this this price is specifically only for the GCs, subcontractors,
okay,
and the builders. That's it.
Okay.
Let's say if you're the homeowner, because let's say you decide to move forward with us, you're going to get your own code. So when you put in your stuff, you get your own render, which is always completely free. But a homeowner will never get that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm actually going to be working on that today and tomorrow. So yeah, shoot that over to me. And let me look through it and make sure you please put your information on there too. That way I can
get
back to
you
directly.
So this,
okay?
In this email, I'm going to include a digital catalog, a sample render, the colors we provide, the countertops that we provide, my contact information, as much information as I can. Is that okay, Colin?
Perfect. That'd be
Colin,
perfect.
I just want to confirm your email. So it's Colin at refresh-construction.com.
My name's spelled Kolin.
Kolin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no C. So Kolin at refresh-construction.com.
Thank you, Colin. You wouldn't believe me if I told you I wanted to spell and be in sixth grade because I misspelled your name. Thank you, Colin.
No, you know what? I'll tell you a quick funny story. When Facebook first came out, everybody, I was hearing from people all over the place, and this is, you know, first couple of years, and I refused to kind of get into it. Finally, I said, you know, I started looking for people, and I was having trouble finding everybody, and I said, how in the world is everybody finding me? And somebody said, well, if you type in your name, you know, or any name, it'll show you everybody that comes up, and you can, you know, keep scrolling, and it'll show you basically everybody that's on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I typed in just my first name, Kolin, and there were six. That was it.
Okay.
For all
okay, yeah,
the
because
but you're
talking about
like,
when Facebook first started, though, right? We're talking about 2000, what, six, seven? Is that what you're talking about?
But I'm saying it was 2 years later, so they had a pretty, when it started to get popular, but they had a pretty good base. But, it, you know, even now, if you type in K-O-L-I-N on Facebook,
there's only
like 10 or 12.
But let
so,
me tell
I
you
mean,
something funny as
it's
well.
It's a very unique name.
If you type in my name, Jose, I promise you, you'll never find me. There's a million of them. I hate my name. I really do. Oh, I really do.
Well, Jose, I appreciate it. Yeah, so send that over to me. Let me look through it, and then I'll get back with you and see if we can get some pricing together for what I've got going on right now. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Colin, for your time. You have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.